We're going to take a break and come right back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded, just like you.
When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welty's to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering and more. Welty's is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welty's Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
It's the most wonderful time of year, even if the year is 2020. So let's see your Christmas lights shine. It's the Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and WILO Christmas Celebration of Lights. Decorate your home or business for Christmas. Then go to Clinton County Daily News and upload a picture of your outdoor holiday lights. You can win $50, $100, or $200 and help Clinton County get in the holiday spirit. Now's the time to go to Clinton County Daily News and upload your photo. Then Clinton County Daily News readers will vote on the best decorations. Decorated home and business. It's easy and free to upload your picture anytime between now and Friday, December 4th.
Presented in part by Witham Health Services.
Clinton County Celebration of Lights. Presented by Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and your Christmas fun station. WILO.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid. But there is hope. Reach out to someone. Connect with your friends. Stay in touch with your community. And know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, Step Back Into a Simple Time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Joining us on the phone is Scott Shoemaker, the Frankfort Police Chief. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm here at work, like you.
Well, that sounds
that's
like
a good
fun.
Day.
That's good if you're able to come in. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
We might be the only ones here, but we're here.
Yeah, right? That may be true too. I've seen a few of your officers out and about the last day or so.
Yeah.
So how's things been? Is the COVID taking effect on you guys too, or are you guys just kind of just doing what you normally do?
You know, officers are out. Our staffing is good right now, but we didn't have any. When it started off in March, we made it through until about mid-October. Before we experienced it here. So that was good, but then when we experienced it, we had about 4 to 5 employees out in the last 2 to 3 weeks, but we're slowly getting back to work and keeping everybody else healthy.
What is the latest on the police station?
Right now, we are working on the architects are designing the building, drawing up. We met about 2 weeks ago, kind of changed things up a little bit from the program last year. And so this year, when we met, put a couple of our staff members in the room and kind of shaved a little bit off so we could do the best for the city and the budget. And so we hoping, I would hope in another month or so we have something to, you know, reveal to the public in terms of what the building will look like inside and out.
You know, the one thing is going to be very different than in the past. At least this will be a one level building, not, it's going to be a one or two level. I forgot what it's going to be now.
Yeah, we've settled on the one level.
Okay.
Building. And so, yeah, that will be very helpful for the flow of the department. If you've obviously been in the one now and the older building, it's not, it doesn't follow the ADA code in terms of elevators and stairs. And so we're looking to get out of here. Hopefully we're breaking ground in June or July, and then it'll be another year after that.
So the big thing in the new one is going to be your accessibility for and room for lots of different things, right?
Yeah, definitely have a public more of a, the front lobby here, it's a stairway. And then our handicap accessibility is on the back of the department. So we'll have all that in the front. We'll have a community meeting room that's on the first level that will be accessible for different reasons. But it will also, you walk in the front door, you could be in the meeting room without going through the rest of the department.
And then also you're going to have room for a lot more parking out there, won't you?
Yeah, parking is a big deal for us. I think the biggest deal is going to be the efficiency of the building. You know, right now we've got the boiler. We're just lucky that it turned on again for this winter. Windows we're losing a lot of heat through our window system. It's just not the most secure building that a police department should be. So that's going to be the biggest deal is security and efficiency with the heating and cooling and whatnot.
I know you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying the new building.
Okay.
It's going to be really a really nice building.
I know you guys were looking to maybe get an interested buyer in the police station. Has that happened yet? Has anybody shown any interest in it as of yet?
We really have not marketed it, and like most buildings in the city, that once we leave, I'm going to let the city. The big dogs who make all the decisions to market this and sell it. I'm ready to get out of it. So,
okay.
I've not had any, anybody call me and ask me what we're going to do with it. I'm not going to do anything with it. The police department, we will, turn it over to the city and they'll decide, where it goes from there.
I take it you guys like very much the area where it's going to be at though out there.
Yeah, I think, the old, police departments are generally downtown. That's not, that's not the way it is right now because a lot of the downtown is full. The cost to tear buildings down, and then when we tear something down, that does upset some of the public. So we decided the airport was too far out, and then this piece of land, we'd seen it for sale and thought, why can't we just do it right there? It's closer, it's still in the, it's not centrally located in terms of our building now, but we're pretty mobile, police department.
Yeah, you're right out there on 28, you can just go whichever way you want to go.
Yeah, we can get anywhere, and honestly our officers are out, patrolling, and, we can't be everywhere, but, they're not, just sitting on station waiting for a call to come out. So that shouldn't worry anybody, the placement of the building.
Yeah, now you're going to be able to go out a little further out into the county that way, too. Is that part of this plan where the building is?
Yeah, I assume with the annexation, we'll eventually have to bring in that interchange in 28 and any businesses out there into our jurisdictions, so we'll have to change, you know, how we do things. I won't see a big increase in the number of police officers, so we have to do, you know, we don't have a district or precinct type program right now, but I can see when that annexation is completed, some districts to where officers stay in their district and not roam the entire city.
You know, as we've said before, the other thing of it is that being you're not going to be all that far away from downtown anyway. People may think it's a long way. It's really not.
You know, it isn't. It's like I said, we're pretty mobile, and I think the main deal is in terms of cost. Yeah, we could look at tearing down an old building, a dilapidated building, but the cost of that plus building a building,
right?
We don't have that in the budget and the funds. So the more that, you know, the Mayor Sheets and I really tried to get a deal with the old CVS property, but you know, at some point you have to stop spending money on that. We've spent a lot of money over the last 4 years on a police department, and we don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
we have to
either, you know, get it done. The tax was raised three years ago this August. The tax was raised to build a police station.
Mm-hmm.
And so the good news is, and I know people forget about that, we're not raising any new taxes to get this done. It was already done. And so I just felt like, and the mayor felt like, you know, at some point we have to get this. We said it was going to be done. It hasn't. We're going to get it done.
Okay. You guys are getting new police, new canine, aren't you?
Yeah, we just canine officer Drew Snyder and his canine Turbo. You might have seen on Facebook when we kind of put that out there. The other dog that we had started with didn't work out, so we did replace the company that we purchased dogs from. Replace that dog with Turbo, and they are graduated and already back here in Frankfort, you know, working and out there with his ship.
Yeah,
and patrol ship. So.
And the thing of it is, I don't think people really realize how much value a canine really is for your department.
Yeah, we have three canines right now. I'd love to have one canine on each of our four patrol shifts, but at this, you know, right now, it's on the list, but its priorities is getting this police department built. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I do want to ask you, though, is how much has COVID changed the way you go about things in your everyday things in your department?
It's amazing. You know, first when this kicked off, and I wonder if we shut things down back in March and April too soon, because I think everybody's a little burnt out right now. But the problem is now everybody's getting it, and everybody, and there are people that are really sick. And, you know, I looked last night, there's no, you know, hospital you know, beds in Indianapolis. They're putting people in tents and out in the parking lot. So I think that has to do with, we've talked about this thing since March. So I think there's a little bit of, even my officers, you know, we've mandated masks, sanitizer, you know, nobody is to be in a room with more than one person or your office. It's just it's been a long, 7 months or so, but we have to keep plugging along, because now we're starting to see our own employees get sick, and we have to make sure that we have provide service to the community, and we can't do that if we're all out sick. So we're working on that. It's been a quiet police department. You know, we don't have people walking in and out like we used to. So hopefully things get back to normal. At this point, it looks like it's going to be next year, but I'm ready for it to get back to normal life.
When the vaccine does become available, are you guys going to be part of that to help make sure everything goes as it should?
Yeah, we'll probably support agency on that, with the Clinton County Sheriff being priority on that, with the County Health Department and how that rolls out. But we'll do whatever we can to ensure that people are safe during that. We helped out back with the H1N1 vaccinations when it was out there at the fairgrounds. So we'll do our part to help out and make sure that everybody gets through in an orderly fashion and go from there.
So are we missing anything that you need to talk about? I was trying to think of the last couple of meetings, and I'm drawing blanks right now. So is there anything you wanted to bring up that we haven't brought up yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we get into the, you know, our holiday season, our fraternal order police is doing their Shop the Cop program. It's going to be a little different this year because of COVID, and you know, unfortunately, we'll not have a breakfast with the children. It'll just be a shopping. So I did want to mention that we've received a lot of donations. Even in this tough time, people are giving to that program. We appreciate that. And I think the other thing is on December 12th, we'll be helping the fire department escort Santa through the city.
Right.
And different, the fire chief and I will roll out a map of where we're not going to go down every street, but we also don't want to go down too few streets to where everybody's still congregating
right
on the side of the street. So we'll get that rolled out to you to help us on that, hopefully today or tomorrow.
Okay, I was going to just add, that was my next question. How soon do you think you'd have it rolled out? So that's great. So
yeah, we thought, well, without a parade and Frankfort Main Street gave us a call and I brought this idea up, and we said we can support that. So
it'll probably start about 10 or 11 and be half the afternoon, about 2 or 3 probably.
Yeah, I figured. You know, the fire chief, I think he thought it was going to be a little shorter. I'll give him, I said, that fire truck doesn't go that fast. So,
no.
Plus Santa on the back of it. You know, so I guess we'd have 3 to 4 hours,
okay.
I would say,
right.
and going up and down the roads, okay. Probably main roads and some side roads.
I was going to say, some of those fire trucks is awful hard to get up and down those, some of those streets, especially you had both sides of the street parking and some of the other ones like that. So it might be a little hard.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, that's the other issue. We can't take that ladder truck. I believe it's going to be on the ladder truck on the sand. It'll be in the bucket of that.
Right,
but we can't. It'll be an interesting time. But
okay.
Hey, Scott. I was going to say, we had a caller who didn't want to go on the air, but they wanted me to ask you if you had many mental health issue calls since COVID had started up more than normal. As far as people being, you know, cooped up and then just being cooped up and going stir crazy.
Yeah, I can't say that we've had more than normal. What we're having an issue with is services and treatment. A lot of programs that normally ran aren't running, and which is concerning to us. I mean, we're out here working, and people, mental health. You know, those issues don't go away. And so what we're seeing is some people do not have, you know, not everybody is suicidal or homicidal, okay? And so we do have some services for them still, but it's the majority of the mental health issues, you know, when people are depression, anxiety, those kind of things where they have a bad moment. Those kind of treatment programs, those group things, those appointments that they had are not always happening.
Right.
And that's where... sometimes I think we may deal with the same person more than once in a period of their distress, but right now it's finding a placement for them is very tough because offices aren't as open in the social work field. So you can do the math on that one. We believe in helping people. I don't believe in having social workers and psychiatrists roll with a police officer to a 911 emergency. But we could have they got to come together with us so we can have a place to put people.
Yep. No major drug arrests since last time we talked.
No, the phones are kind of slowed down in terms of that. But then you know, the case that we're talking about, those people have bonded out of jail, and so we're going to keep an eye on them. It's amazing that that we deal with the same people all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That gets very frustrating for our city when we deal with the same people in and out of the system. And
right.
So we're trying. So we'll keep an eye out on our people that have caused a lot of problems and we felt caused a lot of overdoses in our city. So we'll keep an eye on them.
Okay. Kevin, you got anything?
No. We appreciate your time as always, Scott.
Yeah, no problem, guys. You have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Scott. Take
you
care
too.
Of yourself. Take
Be
care
safe
yourself.
Out there. All right. We'll take a break and come right back with more Party Line next.
We are strong. We are resilient. And we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
It's the most wonderful time of year, even if the year is 2020. So let's see your Christmas light shine. It's the Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and WILO Christmas Celebration of Lights. Decorate your home or business for Christmas. Then go to Clinton County Daily News and upload a picture of your outdoor holiday lights. You can win $50, $100, or $200 and help Clinton County get in the holiday spirit. Now's the time to go to Clinton County Daily News and upload your photo. Then Clinton County Daily News readers will vote on the best decorated home and business. It's easy and free to upload your picture anytime between now and Friday, December 4th.
Presented in part by Witham Health Services.
Clinton County Celebration of Lights. Presented by Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and your Christmas fun station. WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capshaw, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith with Ken Hartman over there. About 7 minutes left in this portion of Party Line. Carl Lane, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken. I got on here a little late. How are we doing on that coronavirus here in Frankfort?
It's not improving any, but it's not really gotten super worse, I don't think, yet.
It's kind of
status quo right now from what it's been, I think.
Yeah. Well, I listened to the governor talk yesterday. Of course, he's got that coronavirus, you know, and all them doctors on there. But they're not. I don't think they're going to do anything, or they can.
As far as
making any more restrictions or anything, I think they said.
I watched it yesterday. They hadn't said that they were going to. Of course, they still might, but they were primarily focused on Thanksgiving, and telling people how to be safe at Thanksgiving, and if you have college kids coming home from college and stuff like that. That's what they were focused on yesterday, anyway.
Do you gentlemen think that it's going to skyrocket at Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do.
Probably. Again, you want people to make the right decisions, and it is tough to not have, loved ones and family members over for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it might really be worth it this year.
Yeah.
You guys are smart people. Why don't they just put that stuff out on the market, Pfizer and Lilly, and let people go ahead and start using that stuff. Why does it have to go through WhatsApp numbers or letters,
FDA,
is?
The FDA, yeah. Well,
why does it have to go through that for?
Well, for safety reasons.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, in a regular year or a regular situation, this would take like 4 to 7 years to get something approved through the FDA. So this is unprecedented to be able to
mass produce something
like
this.
Yeah, get something that works and then mass produce it. The other thing I think, Carl, is they don't want a bunch of people running out and grabbing it and hoarding it. You know, you can't trust people sometimes with the truth and what they have out there, and it's tough to roll out, you know. So they're hoping
everybody
goes to CVS and stuff.
I'm just a lucky person because I never get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I never get sick.
You better hope that stays that way this year.
Yes, and I've never had a flu shot, but I am going to get this shot just as soon as I can because I'm 70 years old.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take it. You know, if it lights me up, it lights me up. You know, it'll just be what it is.
Right.
You know, and the other thing that I don't think people really understand is that by the time that the vaccine gets around to the public, it's going to be already in your main people. We're going to be like the third in line. I hope people can wait that long if it is as good as what they've been saying it is.
Well, I figure that I won't be able to get it until probably June or July.
Yeah, that's probably safe. Maybe a little early, you know. It'd be a nice surprise.
Yeah, but I'm sort of disappointed, Kevin, with our president, because I think he ought to at least talk on TV and tell us what's going on and everything. But they said that he hasn't even met with the coronavirus people for 60 days.
Yeah, I think I saw something on that too.
That's hard for me to believe.
Me too. I'm not close to that, so I don't know that's a fact, but we sure haven't heard much from him since the election, that's for sure.
Well, he needs to go ahead and turn all that stuff over to the Biden team where we can get a head start on this and do things that is proper, right. Don't you think, Kevin?
Well, I don't want to open up a can of worms here.
Well, I know you don't think coronavirus is bad, Kevin.
No, I do. I do, absolutely. And I sure would not want, I know a couple people recently that I know pretty well who have got it, and even though they're going to survive and they're already feeling better, they just said it was like the worst flu that they've ever had. So I certainly wouldn't wish that on me, you, or my worst enemy. As far as the presidential election goes, it needs to be fair.
He fired his security person yesterday. Our president will go down as the most firing of people, you know, in the history of a president. You know, I mean, he fires the generals, and he's never been in service, and in the Pentagon and everything. He's fired so many people. That's the reason why our vice president of the United States never gets on TV or ever says anything.
His string hasn't been pulled.
He can't pull his string because they'll fire him. He'll fire the vice president. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Trump has some recourse, and it's up to him at this point to what kind of legacy he wants to leave, you know.
It's not going to be a very good one.
Now, he's got a couple attorneys, namely Rudy Giuliani, who's his personal attorney.
Who's lost all
respect. What do you think of him? Now, you're talking about Al Capone and all this other kind of stuff. John Gotti, come on now, Kevin.
Giuliani's lost all respect in this country.
I would hope to shout, come on, Kevin.
I like Giuliani.
John Gotti. Right.
Well, not what he stood for necessarily. I'm not in favor of mobsters or anything.
You think he's an honest person?
Oh, Giuliani?
Yeah. Now, I want to see how smart you really are. How far did you go in college? Do you think he's a smart person?
I think he's sharp enough to be where he's at. Let's say that. Now, keep in mind, Carl, he's an attorney first.
Yes,
you know,
I know.
He was an attorney long before he was mayor of New York.
I would want him on my side if I was pushing drugs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I know Ken agrees with me. I know he does.
Yeah, you're right. I like Giuliani when right after 9/11, he at least acted like he knew what the heck he was doing and acted like he cared for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But ever since he's gotten with Trump, I don't agree to that at all.
Hey, I love both of you. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy.
Take care, Carl.
Appreciate it, Carl. Ken, thanks as always, man.
All right, man.
All right, and thank you for joining us today, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO. We'll be right back.